While the original proposal submitted by STA would have capped the GHL at 10,000 tons, alternative language proposed by the Department of Fish and Game would have capped it at 12,000 tons, with a minimum threshold of 30,000 tons. But in the end, the board voted against a cap of any amount. Steve Reifenstuhl, fleet manager for Silver Bay Seafood, says overall he's pleased with the decision.
The board really endorsed the Department of Fish and Game and the great work that they've done. I mean, they put a tremendous amount of resources into the management and science of the Sitka Sound herring, and they work incredibly hard, long hours, to understand the science and then to manage the fishery. And the board basically endorsed that.
Board member Bonnie Williams relied heavily on the department reports and said the proposal as written would be a reallocation with no good cause. She questioned why that was necessary when the science clearly showed stocks steadily increasing.
Culminating in this past year's highest harvest of the past 50 years, and as a consequence, we're going to reduce it and conserve it. I think that we are going in the wrong direction if we do that.
STA Tribal Council member Mike Miller says this decision puts the tribe right back where it was in 2002. When the board voted to raise the minimum threshold to 20,000 tons. He says the additional 5,000 tons doesn't really fix the problem.
It's clearly not what we submitted. We're very appreciative of the board members that tried to help address the lack of reasonable opportunity and concerns in conservation of the herring, but obviously they didn't prevail at the end, so we ended up with a minor increase to the minimum conservation threshold.
Miller says the older age class of herring that have continued to show up in the Sitka Sound stocks is another concern to the tribe. Throughout the week, they've been referred to as the missing three-year-olds.
There's a lot of people trying to account for why that is, but we haven't seen anything that's conclusive, and it's very hard to think that they have anything conclusive because this has never happened in recent history in Sitka.
But Sitka Sound is not the only herring stocks that show this trend. According to Sherry Dressel, the herring and groundfish biometrician for the Department of Fish and Game.
We've estimated through the model the time that maturity has changed was between 2001 and 2002. And in that year, climate indices have shown that there was a change in the climate during that time. And so we've been noticing that there have not been three-year-olds in populations throughout Southeast. So it's not just Sitka.
Dressel says that even though they aren't seeing three-year-olds, those same fish are showing up as 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds.
By using a time series of data, we're able to estimate what proportion of this class of these groups of fish are mature. And our estimation is that maturity has changed, and so the number of age 3s that are mature at age has decreased. So while we're not seeing the age 3s in the spawning population, that doesn't mean that there aren't age 3s in the total population.
Dressel addressed the board Thursday morning in order to clear up confusion that had circulated about the age structure analysis model that Fish and Game uses to estimate the biomass of herring spawn. This is the model that has been used since 1997, and essentially, she says, it tells a story driven by the data that is available.
Populations change as climate changes, and so you can look back and see what are the parameters and what are the ranges for maturity, for survival, for recruits that you've seen in the past. And that gives you a good guide as to what you expect will happen in the future.
But Dressel says you can never know for certain that what has happened in the past is what will happen in the future. So she says it's important to let the data guide the model. While the ASA model may tell a story that works to determine what the commercial harvest should be, Miller says the story subsistence harvesters are telling is based on generations of historical experience, and they'd like to see that lifestyle continue into the future.
It's very simple what we're asking at the end of the day, is that we are asking that we have the reasonable opportunity, and if the reasonable opportunity is being compromised, that get fixed. And definitely when we're putting in consistent effort to harvest the way that's been done for hundreds of years here, and the needs aren't being met, we feel it needs further action to protect that.
Miller says STA is now trying to decide what its next step will be. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.